This morning we read another story in the series on Joseph. You remember Joseph was that son of Jacob who was much loved. The Lord gave him, or rather his father, Jacob gave Joseph a coat of many colors. And then do you remember how the brothers treated Joseph? Were they kind to him or were they unkind? Yes? They were unkind. They were cruel. They at first plotted to kill him, but then they plotted to sell him into Egypt. And we know that that's where Joseph ended up, in Egypt. And now who becomes the great ruler over the land? Isn't it Joseph himself? Because he was able to interpret the Pharaoh's dreams. And Pharaoh recognized that in Joseph was a wise man who could guide them during the 7 years of plenty and then the 7 years of famine that was to follow. So we pick up the story at chapter 42. And this is when the famine is so great that it covers not only the land of Egypt, but all throughout the whole region up into the land of Canaan, where Joseph's brothers, his father, and the families were. And Jacob saw that there was produce in Egypt. And Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is produce in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, and we shall live and not die." And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy grain from Egypt. And Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, "Peradventure mischief may befall him." And the sons of Israel came to buy in the midst of those that came. And the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph, he was governor over the land. He it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves to him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them and spake hard things with them. And he said unto them, "Whence came ye?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams that he had dreamed of them and said unto them, "Ye are spies. To see the nakedness of the land ye are come." And they said unto him, "Nay, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's sons. We are upright. Thy servants are no spies." And he said unto them, "Nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come." And they said, "We thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not." And Joseph said unto them, "This it is that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you, and let him get your brother, and ye shall be bound, and your word shall be proved, whether there be truth with you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies." And he shut them up in custody for 3 days. And Joseph said unto them in the third day, "This do and live. I fear God. If ye be upright, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your custody, and go ye, bring produce for the famine of your houses. And bring your youngest brother unto me, and your words shall be verified, and ye shall not die." And they did so. And they said, a man to his brother, we are surely guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come unto us. And Reuben answered, saying, spake I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and ye would not hearken. Moreover, behold, his blood is searched for. And they knew not that Joseph heard them, for there was an interpreter between them. And he turned about from upon them, and he wept. And he returned to them, and spake unto them, and took Simeon from them, and bound him before their eyes. And Joseph commanded, and they filled their vessels with grain, and to restore their silver, every one's into his sack, and to give them provision for the way. And he did thus to them. And they lifted their produce upon their asses, and went thence. And one opened his sack to give his ass provender at the inn, and he saw his silver. And behold, it was in the mouth of his bag. And he said unto his brethren, my silver is restored, and lo, it is even in my bag. And their heart went forth, and they trembled a man to his brother, saying, what is this that God has done unto us? And they came unto Jacob their father to the land of Canaan, and told him all that he had befallen them, saying, the man, the lord of the land, spake hard things with us, and took us for spies of the land. And we said unto him, we are upright, we are no spies. We are 12 brethren, sons of one father. One is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the lord of the land, said unto us, hereby shall I know that ye are upright. Let one of your brethren remain with me, and take for the famine of your houses, and go. And bring your youngest brother unto me. Then shall I know ye are no spies, but that ye are upright. I will give you your brother, and ye shall go about trading in the land. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, and behold, every one's bundle of silver was in his sack. And they saw the bundles of their silver, they and their father, and they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, me have ye bereaved. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin. All these things be come upon me. And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, slay my two sons if I bring him not to thee. Give him upon my hand, and I will bring him unto thee again. And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he only is left. And mischief will befall him in the way wherein ye shall go, and ye will make my gray hairs go down in sorrow to the grave. Amen. And we read all.